Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Duncan, the Official Coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there listening. Thank you so much for that. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Midweek morning mouth off, 45 minutes from right now. Would you be okay with trading Sidney Crosby? Your take, the best one. Get some tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival. Willie Nelson, John Fogerty, some other assorted friends. A fun time August 12th at Star Lake. Half hour from now. Perhaps someone learned the hard way, the real hard way, that you can't keep certain things in your house. And it happened locally. Break a story on the local news right now. This is just wacky, totally wacky. All right, so there was a tweet yesterday by our good friend, the Kaboom, Mark Caboli, that he put out there. And what do we make of it? Crowley, I know you had it in front of you. You were discussing it earlier. Why don't you give it to the people, and then we'll discuss.
Caboli said on Twitter, quote, "Last year I said the Steelers' offense was going to be awful for a couple of months, and it was. This year I'm saying that Kenny Pickett is going to make a next-level jump that will put him right below the elites of the AFC in Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, and Jackson," end quote.
All right, discuss. So, one, what does Mark Caboli know that everybody else doesn't? I'm not knocking him. I'm just wondering, like, isn't this just a guess as much as
it's just an opinion?
An educated one, I guess, right? Yeah. What's a next level? I mean,
does he become a Carr brother then? Like, I mean, is the Carr that was in Vegas and now is in New Orleans, is that the level behind those guys? Is that a guy that you slot in behind Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, and Jackson? I'm trying to come up with a name.
Puts
him on par with Lawrence and Tua.
Yeah.
I think it would put him in the, yes, Lawrence and Tua category. And if that's what he becomes, if that's what he is, and if he does so this year, that's huge. He does need to make the jump now, though. It can't be another year of, oh, well, did Matt Canada hold him back? Or, oh, was it the offensive line? Or, oh, well, he didn't throw that many touchdown passes, but he sure did this good or that good. I'm tired of the cute stuff with Kenny. And I was on board with that. I was okay with it year one. Oh, he threw this great ball. Oh, look at him rolling to his left. Here and there, taking things away and saying, Kenny Pickett did that well at this time during this game. Now it needs to be consistent, and it needs to happen. And if he falls into that next category, then it's a huge success, I think, at 20th overall.
Well, any NFL player that wants to make a jump and have longevity in his career and actually have a successful career in the NFL has to make the jump from year one to year two. I mean, that's the biggest jump you make in your career. To me, you know, and not to get into the weeds a little bit, to me, it comes down to this with Kenny. Is Kenny going to work on the things that he's not good at, or is he going to enhance the things that he's really good at? Like, that's what he's probably contemplating right now whenever he's training and he's going through the things with our guy, Tony Rasiopi. Do you work on the things that you're really good at, or do you work on the things that you're not good at and try to get them to the level that you are good at? So Kenny needs to know the things that he's very, very good at and enhance them, I believe, to another level. And I think that that will push him forward.
All right, would he be better than Rodgers and Lawrence and Wilson and Tua? And, you know, we're still talking like the 11th best quarterback then.
Or in that second tier of...
Correct. And whenever you are drafted as a first-round guy, I guess this becomes the question then. If you're drafted as the first-round guy, does a guy that is about the middle of the pack in the NFL, is that good enough to what your pedigree should be if you're a first-round pick.
If he gives me Trevor Lawrence's second-year numbers this coming season, I'll be good with it. 25 touchdowns, 8 picks, quarterback rating right around just over 95, 9-8 record. A 9-8 record would still be somewhat disappointing, but you could argue he's got a better team built around him than Lawrence had in Jacksonville this past year. But you give me that 4,000 yards, 25 touch, 8 pick season that Lawrence just had, that's good enough for me from Kenny to say he's made a next-level leap.
To me, he has to make the leap that Jalen Hurts made, minus the running. Like, that's where Jalen Hurts made that big leap in his second year, second, third year, whatever year he's in. But he needs to make the leap that Jalen Hurts made, obviously minus the running ability. Maybe he'll be a better runner too, but he needs to make that leap.
Here's my problem with the whole first-round pick thing. I mean, Allen's a first-round pick. Burrow's a first-round pick. Mahomes a first-round pick. Herbert's a first-round pick. Lamar Jackson a first-round pick. Aaron Rodgers, well, first-round pick. Deshaun Watson a first-round pick. All these guys, Tua a first-round pick. All those guys are first-round picks. Some of them are, in Allen and Mahomes, and maybe even Burrow's case, on track to be all-time kind of quarterbacks. I don't need Kenny Pickett to be that. If he is, I mean, my God. I just need him to be good enough to where you can build a roster around him and win. And if he takes that step this year, I'm more than okay with it.
Yeah, and I understand Mark's point, and it's, again, a projection and a guess that he's making. I just don't know what it's based on. What does he look at? And I like Kenny Pickett. I do. But what was there, when you look at the hard numbers and you look at the performances, what was there that you build off of that you look at as something that was springy that you bounce off and you say, here was the big positive why there is going to be. This wouldn't be incremental growth. This would be exponential growth in one off season. Is it the videos in Florida? Is it like how, what is it?
It's based off of what he did last year at the end of the year.
I was going to say that. I was going to say based off of, and I was pretty critical of Kenny early in the year, despite the fact that he was going up against some pretty good teams when he got thrown in there to the Wolves. But the throws that were being made, for example, late in the Miami game, right? He wasn't making those throws. He was making the throw that he made, for example, to Najee in Baltimore. And that for me, or the throw to beat Vegas at the end of that game. That's to me, I can't go based on what he's doing in the offseason because, like you said, Colin, we're not privy to that video and what he's doing in workouts unless it's posted on social media. That's, I'm kind of on board with what you're saying there, Dorn, in that what I saw in late December, early January, as compared to what I saw when he got thrown in there for the first few weeks, tells me that that growth happened pretty steadily throughout the year. You got results from it late, and that it should be, to your point, Colin, exponential going through.
They scored more than 19 points just once in their last five games.
Yeah, and I think that's an indictment of the offense as a whole, more than Kenny Pickett.
I think if you look at Trevor Lawrence's trajectory and you look at Kenny Pickett's on a faster trajectory to have a better second year faster than Trevor Lawrence. I mean, if you look at Trevor Lawrence after in his first year at the end of the year, Kenny is definitely had a better year last year at the end of his first year than Trevor Lawrence did. If you base it off of that, it's like, all right, he's in the middle pack. He's around Trevor Lawrence's area, or he should be. You would think that he would make a huge jump like Trevor Lawrence did, but maybe even quicker because he had a better end of the year than Trevor Lawrence did his first year.
I can't go there because Trevor Lawrence had a gigantic inhibiting factor.
So does Kenny.
He does too. He has Matt Canada. But his head coach was an offensive guy that was an inhibiting factor.
That's a great point.
And they got fired before.
And then he
jumped.
Got out of the way, and we saw Trevor Lawrence just be able to cook.
But Trevor Lawrence was also the first pick of the draft.
Oh, for sure. But I guess I have different expectations. Like, I don't live in a world where I ever think Kenny Pickett will be as good a quarterback as Trevor Lawrence. I don't. And if that's unfair to Kenny Pickett, that is. And if that's unfair to people that think I need to scream all things black and gold because I live in Pittsburgh, it is. And if that's unfair because I die with the Steelers, I do. I want them to win. I want Kenny Pickett to be better than Bradshaw and better than Ben. I just don't know if he will be. I look at those two objectively. I don't think Kenny Pickett will ever be better than Trevor Lawrence.
I think he'll win more playoff games in his career.
Yeah, I don't know if we can ask him to be better than Lawrence, not just because Lawrence is a year ahead of the curve, but because I do think there's just there's more talent in there. And this is not a knock on Kenny. Kenny's a talented guy. He's a good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback at times, and I think is capable of being a very good quarterback at times. Trevor Lawrence is just, I think, going to be better.
Well, yeah, just like you guys are saying, Trevor Lawrence was the first pick. If Kenny had the same talent as Trevor Lawrence, Kenny would have been the first pick of the draft.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I also think that Kenny Pickett got done wrong by the organization last year. He was the 20th pick, the first quarterback taken, and was not given the opportunity to be the starter from day one, to work with all of the other starters. He was thrown into the fire in the middle of the Jets game whenever he was not told that he was going to be in there. And then his first two road games are in Buffalo and in Philadelphia, and he got hurt a couple of times last year. It was not a great situation for Kenny Pickett. Now he's got an entire offseason after, I thought, playing much better at the end of the year when he didn't turn it over, after turning it over a bunch early. I think Kenny Pickett is going to have a much, much statistically better season this year than last year,
but
for all those reasons.
Whenever Mark Caboli, and really dicing this apart, and it's one tweet, but I mean, that's what we do. And by the way, Twitter brought to you, oddly enough, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. So whenever you dice this apart and he lists those names and he said, well, all things considered, if the offense, if Kenny Pickett progresses, he could be behind Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, Jackson. He becomes then about middle of the pack in the AFC, right? He mm-hmm. becomes anywhere from 6 to 8 or so, mm-hmm. 16 teams in the AFC. Isn't that the expectation of Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think Caboli, this
fast? Now?
Well, I just think at his peak, even.
Yeah, because if you look around the AFC, there are a bunch of retreads. There are people that weren't first-round picks. There are guys that are acclimating to the organization and new. You take a first-round pick as a quarterback, I think you expect him pretty quickly, especially in the second year, to be at worst middle of the pack in the conference.
Yeah, I mean.
I think that's a fair thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do look at the AFC, though, and yeah, I think I listed 11 guys who are also first-round picks, so do all of them not achieve their expectation level if they fall behind X, Y, and Z? I also just don't think the guy's ever going to be Mahomes or Allen or Burrow, and it can be okay that that's the case. You can probably, at the end of the day, at the end of their careers, count 10 players that might be better than them all time at the quarterback position. So if Kenny Pickett slides in there and is middle of the pack in the AFC, I still think you're going to have a chance to win playoff games and maybe more than that if your team is built well around him. And he wasn't the first overall pick in the draft. He does not have the talent as some of these guys.
Where was Ben his second year? I bet he was middle of the pack in the AFC, right?
His first year, he was damn good.
He won the Super Bowl second year.
His second, okay, so where was he at? Was he ahead of Brady? Was he ahead of Rivers? Was he ahead of Manning? Was he ahead of Palmer?
Well, in the AFC, he was probably fourth or fifth at worst, straight away from his second year, I would think, in terms of his real skills at that point. In the, I don't want to say deteriorating skills, but the different points in the career where other people were. I think if you know, that's a really good question. I think if you look at Ben his second year and you rank the quarterbacks in the AFC, he was probably no worse than fourth or fifth because of the way he burst onto the scene.
Is that middle of the pack then? I mean, is that kind of where we're at with Kenny?
Oh, it's top but quarter.
That's top?
But Ben's, you could see early that Ben had that, was cut from that mold of future Hall of Famer if he was going to win Super Bowls. And he, to your point, the second year, he wins a Super Bowl. He was immediately thrown in and immediately was challenging Manning and Brady and jumped ahead of your, I mean, who else was second tier at that point? Trent
there's
Green,
also
Chad
a huge,
Pennington.
Yeah, there's a huge danger in this, though. There's a, in Caboli, and it's of no fault of his. To solely measure the quarterback position here in Pittsburgh against those other great quarterbacks, I think is a disservice because the quarterback here in Pittsburgh, I don't think is going to be the same straw that stirs the drinks like it is with other offenses. And I've said this from the day that he was drafted. He's never going to – it's bad if he's the best player in the offense. Najee Harris some games needs to be the best player in the offense. George Pickens needs to be the best player in the offense. There are sometimes the offense might function best if Pat Freiermuth catches 13 balls within 8 yards of the scrimmage line. He, I think, will work best as a distributor, mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett, and then make a run here and there for a first down. I just, when you measure him against those other guys that put the game on their shoulders week in and week out, I don't think that that's beneficial to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Having the focal point as their quarterback.
Especially
with how they're building their defense, too.
If he's the focal point, that would mean to me that he has exceeded expectations. Like, if he's the best player on the offense, to me it would be because he's playing that well. I don't think he's going to be that guy, but you can win. Listen, Andy Dalton won a whole bunch of games at Cincinnati. Did he win playoff games? No. There are also other extenuating circumstances there due to injury. He didn't even play in one of them. Marvin Lewis couldn't win regardless of quarterback, yada, yada. He can be that guy. To me, it comes down to, with him, how many games can you win with the guy? I don't think he's ever going to put up those video game numbers. He's never going to look on the field the way that Allen or Mahomes look. Can you win with Kenny Pickett? You need to get into the playoffs this year, and he needs to be one of the reasons why.
To me, it comes down to, can you take care of the football and not give it to the other team?
Mm-hmm.
I just think the Steelers, even if they come up empty, even if they play boring-ass football where they kick a million field goals, it can't be 7-9. It can't be 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. I don't think it will be. I think that they have to get in the mode where sometimes a punt's not a bad thing. Sometimes a field goal, that's okay. A lot of times a field goal, that's okay. I know we pine and scream and yell about 18 points a game and 20 points a game. It might not. Historically, they've never been among the highest scoring teams in the AFC. They just never do that. And I don't think they're ever going to get there. We'd like to see them score a couple more. But most importantly for Kenny Pickett is taking care of the football.
Yeah, they're built on defense. And
correct.
That's what they're going to be this year.
You give me 25 touchdowns and less than 10 interceptions, I'll feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, just a magic moment last evening. We got to get into that. And one guy, maybe one guy, paid with his life because of a decision that he made to share his home with some things. Wait till you hear this coming up at 7:30. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly.
You got to get on board. I met somebody else again last night, sitting there having dinner with the family. They call out from across the room, Chris, I'm doing it. Awaken 180. I'm getting on board. They're telling me, people are coming up to us out in public, me, Mueller, Donnie Football now, telling us about their Awaken 180 success stories and the journeys they're about to go on because they want to take charge of their own health, and you can do it with Awaken 180. It was a game changer for me. I lost 30 pounds in 6 weeks. And here's the key. With the constant support of my coach, I've kept it off. The metabolism is rolling along, and you see it from the very start with Awaken 180. You lose those first few pounds, right? And you see that the light at the end of the tunnel is real, because once you lose the weight, you keep it off, and you don't have to sit there and pay for certain foods, right? There's no subscription, no monthly withdrawals from your bank account. Whether it's 30 pounds in 6 weeks like it was for me, or more, 50 pounds in 3 months, whatever it may be, you can take the weight off and keep it off with Awaken 180. Call them today, 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Or check out more online, awaken180weightloss.com.
Pens Avs tonight at 8 o'clock. Pittsburgh on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru.
All right, this March, protect yourself against upsets. Bracket, parlay, insurance, FanDuel Sportsbook partnership with Valley Forge. Right now, all customers then get $25 back each day if your parlay of three legs or more falls just one leg short.
Yep, you're going to be betting probably tomorrow night, right? Sweet 16 tomorrow night and Friday night, and then Elite 8 on Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, the Final Four the following weekend. So protect yourself against upsets that can destroy a parlay with FanDuel's Bracket Parlay Insurance. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. They love to help you turn a parlay into a big payoff. And with cash out, you can call the shots as well. Close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. All you got to do to find all these wonderful options, FanDuel.com/fan, F-A-N, to sign up today. FanDuel.com/fan. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 plus, present NPA, bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus bet $25 per day unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, last night this happened. It came to be. It was what people wanted, what people were waiting for. Japan ahead a run, final inning comes down to it, and Ohtani's inserted into the game. It's unbelievable. It's 3-2 Japan at this point. There are two outs, and Ohtani's in. Trout comes up to the plate. This happened.
Manu Manu right here. USA's captain versus Japan's captain. He throws. Trout strikes out swinging. Ohtani in Japan celebrate a World Baseball Classic championship.
That was kind of the key for me there, the last part that was described. A normally subdued nature and culture of the Japanese players, people get excited. I don't know if, you think of the Little League World Series, you think of international competition in all sports, whenever you see the world come together in the Olympics or some kind of world championship or whatever. I don't know if I've ever seen the exhilaration and the jubilance shown publicly like that from a Japanese athlete like I saw from Ohtani last night. He took his hat and he winged it through the air. He untucked his shirt real hard. And I'm saying there's everything right about that. There's nothing wrong with it. It was very atypical from an athlete from Japan. And I loved it. Again, generally, and it didn't show any disrespect. Again, that's not what I'm getting at. It was just a very American and non-Japanese celebration.
Flair. He's been Americanized, for lack of a better way to put it.
And maybe their baseball team has too, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Did you see the translated pregame speech that he gave?
No.
So he said, I know you guys respect the Americans, and you should, and we have reverence for them. But tonight we take it to him, basically. Mm. It was awesome. I don't know that he actually said it, but that's what the translator said he said. So they have a respect. I mean, you look at that lineup for the United States. Trey Turner down the lineup. He's got five bombs. It's a great team. They respected him. And I think that's why they were so happy and elated to be able to beat them.
Well, he'd go down as the best baseball player ever.
He might. Right now, he might. He might go down as the greatest of all time.
It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you say about the Americans and the lineup, you go up and down, and you do make a good point. And it wasn't a high-scoring game, so the point falls a little bit about the pitching staffs, but they did have, you know, Merrill Stabile or whatever out there starting pitching for the Pirates, or excuse me, for the Americans. And it yielded in a press conference just before the game, Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner. He said, of course we're having this World Baseball Classic. We want to have this again, 100% return in 2026. The games are exhilarating and the games are the crowds are enthusiastic, is what Manfred said. But he did say that, he said, and this is just my personal opinion, but I've talked to other people about this. We all want to see more, much like the star position players, we want to see more big-time arms in this. It's great to have the guys that we have, but I'd like to see pitching staffs that are the same quality as our position players in this game, and especially for the American team. Now, everybody knows about the volatility of pitcher health and the timing of the event, that is when pitchers are ramping up to be deployed by their Major League Baseball teams to get out there and make their real money. So it might be tough to do. And Manfred went on to say, I'm not lobbying. It's having facts to support it. The pitching in high-leverage situations like these are what actually develops players. So this is the guy that's in charge of Major League Baseball saying, you know, it's high leverage versus pitching against someone's guy that's going to be playing for the Iowa Cubs in Arizona. And to hear the commissioner say that, now we'll hear from Tony Clark, I'm sure, in the next couple days saying, mind your business, our guys aren't going to be put in harm's way. But I thought that was very interesting. That he came out and said, we want to see more high-end pitchers in this.
Well, I mean, when Japan rolls out Shohei Ohtani, you better be able to answer. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And that at-bat, to bring it back to the final at-bat for just a second, he was firing absolute gas. 100-mile-an-hour, 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 and he gets Trout with the changeup at the end. It was just...
StatCast has him with the hardest hit ball in the World Baseball Classic and the hardest thrown ball in the World Baseball Classic. Shohei Ohtani.
That dude's a unicorn.
Well, I say it all the time. We don't see it because it's on late at night a lot, and English is his second language, so we don't hear him speak so much. He is doing what Babe Ruth did, and it's just not beamed into our homes as much because of those two factors. If he played for the New York Yankees, it'd be much bigger because of the time zone. There wouldn't be a time change. And if English was his first language, it would be much more prevalent as well. Those two factors inhibit us from realizing the greatness even more so that Shohei Ohtani is showing us right now.
My kids know him. I mean, and that showed me something. I mean, during the baseball season last year, my son was like, I want to be like Shohei Ohtani. I'm like, how do you know about him? You know, and obviously he's doing something where it's reaching a level of people, a level of kids, where he is, you know, one of the best. And Mike Adana is one of the best ever.
Well, yeah, kids do. Like, we looked at the Pirates schedule when it came out. The next thing my daughter did was look at the, I almost said Indians, but whatever, the Cleveland schedule to see when Anaheim is playing there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the next thing she did when the major league schedules came out and said, can we go up and see Ohtani? I said, yeah. I mean, it's a couple hours up the road.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. We've got to go up and see Ohtani because they're not playing the Angels in Interleague, you know, here. So it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, one man. This is wild. And he may have paid with his life for what he did. Wait till you hear this story, and it's local. It's nuts. Hampton Beer Outlet, not nuts, the best place to get beer for sure. And listen, it's all about local with them. This week, Iron City 30-packs for $19.99. Not going to find them anywhere else for that. They have the best Pittsburgh craft selection anywhere. And for the next week, starting today and through next Wednesday, they're going to donate $1 for each and every Pittsburgh area beer sold to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank in conjunction with the Fans Feed the Need program. $1 can provide 3 meals. So the more beer you buy, the more meals Hampton Beer Outlet can provide to people. Iron City Light, crafts from Grist House, Hitchhiker, and many, many more, all for Feed the Need. They're going to help us out. So drive a little, save a lot. Get to Hampton Beer Outlet, Route 8 in Hampton.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tough luck. Or maybe you make your own. They say that in sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make your own luck. Man, this is tough. This is, really is. Dateline Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. Go Quips. They blasted some team last night, by the way, in hoops. Otto Eldred put it on them, like, you know, 70-something to 30-something. Go Quips. Maybe they'll win a state basketball title. Well, I don't think this fellow was too interested in the Aliquippa basketball or football team because he had his own stuff going on. RIP to this guy, though. So Dateline Aliquippa, 911 call for an unresponsive man led to police finding more than, are you ready for this, 150 reptiles in a home in Aliquippa. Officials were called Tuesday, that's yesterday, to a home on McMinn Street. Police said they found, are you ready, a 23-year-old man dead, deceased, RIP, though it's not clear how he died. More than 150 reptiles, including, here's the tally sheet here, 60 venomous snakes and an alligator also were found in the home. Quote from this guy, Jim Bologna. He's a code enforcement officer. I'm sure he thought he was going to get into that yesterday when he showed up for work. Here's a quote from old Jim. He says, there was a cobra in there, a rattlesnake in there, black mambas.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Officers also found a 3-year-old girl in a high chair near the venomous snakes. CYS was called. They're going to figure all that stuff out. So, these folks have a business they run, Jim said. They sell reptiles, venomous and non-venomous. They just moved here last couple months or so. The reptiles were moved to an exotic pet store in Ambridge that works with the Beaver County Humane Society. People renting the home in Aliquippa, there were other adults there, allowed to stay, but they did break the city code and could face fines. I mean, I'll say this. Every single case where someone has a large number of reptiles and or an alligator in their house, that person's a wacko. Zero exceptions. Zero exceptions. What? I'm just at a loss.
Yeah, I'll get on board with that. It's people just stop playing with the crazy animals.
I think we're hearing this more and more, too. I feel like there's more and more people who we find out have been hoarding reptiles.
And that is Channel 2 story. In the Channel 4 story, I believe there's a line in there that says they can't discount, and he had a snake bite. It says in the Channel 11 story, he had been bitten by a snake.
Yeah.
They can't say definitively one way or the other if the snake bite caused this man's demise.
They're called wild animals for a reason, because they're wild, and you're not. You're a person, so stay away from the wild animal.
The other part, too, is this, and I am not a pet guy. I don't dislike them. I just don't have them. But, and so I've very seldom, maybe twice in my life, had occasion to walk in a pet store. Do you know how a pet store smells?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's no way around the fact that this house smelled like that. You know how the aquarium smells or the zoo smells? That's how this had to smell. There are absolutely no exceptions to the wacko quotient being God level. If you're the person that has multiple reptiles in your house.
Well, so you mentioned the smell. Snakes, eat warm-blooded prey, rodents, rabbits, birds, insects, amphibians some eat, eggs, fish, earthworms, slugs. If you got 150 reptiles all up in your house.
Right.
You got like 1,000 other things in there that you've either frozen or just chilling that you are feeding to these creatures. I mean, that is a nasty ass place.
There is no way to. I was thinking of this. RIP to the guy.
Yeah.
There's no way you can walk into that place. If you can keep it as clean as possible, it's still not clean.
Mm-hmm. No.
No way.
I don't. And if you live next door to somebody, like these people, and they lived on McMinn Street, which I'm guessing is part of like the downtown area of Aliquippa. If you live next door, how do you not know what's going on?
Right. Right. How do you, as an owner of these reptiles, not think that they're going to get out, too? Like, that would worry me. Like, I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden, the rattlesnake is, and all of a sudden, what's the point? Like, what is the point? Like, are you trying to, raise these things? Like, what? I don't understand the point of
selling.
Yeah.
You're trying to sell them.
They're breeders. They were the go-between.
So it probably smelled like snake sex up in there, too.
So who wants to buy a rattlesnake?
I'm sure there's a market.
On top of that, snake feces I'm reading now are similar to bird feces, which is where it mixes with the urine as well. Oh. So, I mean, it probably smelled like pure death up in there. R.I.P.
Yes. Yes. Man. Yep. They had a snake bite when they found him deceased.
What are people doing with these animals?
We're just talking about the snakes. It is like second page stuff that he had an alligator in there.
Too. Yeah.
That's not even that's below the fold that he had an alligator in there.
What are we doing?
You can handle a snake, right?
Because you can handle a snake.
They're not that big, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Unless they found some sort of anaconda up in there, right? My anaconda, whatever. An alligator. How are you handling that? Was it hang out in the bathtub?
I just don't know how you enter this world.
Right.
That's the other thing. How you start to walk down the trail and it's like, hey, what are you going to do? I'm going to work at Walmart. What are you going to do? You know what? I'm going to go to the trade school, auto mechanic, maybe iron worker. You know, what are you going to do? I'm going to install windows. What are you going to do for some money? Hey, look, I read this thing some guy was telling me. Here's what we can do. We kind of take the whole couple rooms of the house. We put these cages in there. We get a bunch of snakes, reptiles, bearded dragons, maybe, all that kind of stuff. Put them in cages. We have them here. We'll flip them and sell them for people who want these. How do you get into that life?
What do you think the overlap is of the circles in the Venn diagram between reptile breeder and face tattoo guy? There got to be some overlap
there,
right?
Yeah, I don't know if they're face tattoo guy as much as they are. I think they're death metal guy.
Yeah, I think there's a big overlap there.
I think they're, you know what else they are? Absolutely terrible facial hair guy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, well, didn't Brent Burns, the San Jose Shark, he had snakes, and he had a bad beard and stupid hair.
I think they're also that earring where you can see through their ear guy.
Yeah. Gauges. Oh, the gauges.
Yeah. I think they're that guy. Not the stereotype.
No.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
But
snake named Slipknot.
I think they're that guy. I think they are. All right. Midweek Morning Mouth Off coming up next. You can win a great prize. Here's what's in the balance. The 2023 Outlaw Music Festival. It's back. You can win a couple tickets. Willie Nelson, John Fogerty, Flatland Cavalry, Kathleen Edwards. All these people are coming Saturday, August 12th at Star Lake. For your chance to win right now, you have to have a great take. And by the way, our gifts or our prizes are brought to you by Dave & Buster's North Hills, located block at Northway, intersection of McKnight and Babcock. Have a great take on this. Would you be okay trading Sidney Crosby under any circumstances? 412-928-9370. You have the best take about this, and you will win those tickets. That's our Midweek Morning Mouth Off. Your calls next.
Pens Avs tonight at 8 o'clock. Penguins on the outside of the playoff picture looking in. For more, go.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
102.93.7thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser Subaru. Why was my cadence so off there?
Hear that hard driving music. It is the midweek morning mouth off. We got it ready for you. 412-928-9370. 2023 Outlaw Music Festival. It's back August 12th. Willie Nelson and a bunch of friends, including John Fogerty. You can win a pair of tickets right now if you have the strongest take. We put it on a platter for you. We give you what the topic is, and you give us a good, hard take. And then the best one wins these tickets. So again, 412-928-9370. Topic is this morning. Would you be okay with trading Sidney Crosby under any circumstances? You could say no, and then that's that. If you do say yes, describe those circumstances. Again, 412-928-9370. Crowley, take it away.
We got Jeff in Washington. New phone, new thing.
All right, Jeff, go.
Yeah, I thought a lot about this. I've been putting a lot of thought into trading Crosby, and my only thought is I'd be okay with it if I was a reptile dealer and got bit by a snake. R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. R.I.P. Guy in Aliquip, 150 snakes, R.I.P. I don't think he'll win, but it's a good call to get us started. 412-928-9370, trading Sidney Crosby under any circumstances. Are you okay with that, Adam?
Mike?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Well, I got to preface this. I'm a Ranger fan. We got Gretzky. We got Messier. We got a cup after we got Messier. And who won more cups than Gretzky and Messier? Not Sid. So if you can rebuild your team and get some good value for him, let him go.
Thank you, Mike. Not a bad call. We'll put Mike on hold right there. Mike, I think, could be the leader in the clubhouse because, well, he's the first person to make a good point. But he does make a good point in that Gretzky was traded multiple times. You know, different era, different time, different things and circumstances. But Crowley, who's next?
Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
You there?
Yeah, we're here, Dave. Go ahead.
So we were going to trade him. You should have done it a few years ago. I don't think Crosby's contract is the issue. More so maybe Malkin or Letang, but I can't see get rid of Sid until he wants out.
All right. Dave or Mike? Who do we like? Do we like Mike or Dave better?
Mike.
All right, Mike. All right, see you, Dave. 412-928-9370 is that number. These tickets in the balance, you can win them. Outlaw Music Festival. Have a better take than Mike, who's currently the leader. Crowley, who do we have? Crowley's disappeared. I believe we're going with John. Let's just answer John's phone. Go, John. How you doing?
How's it going?
We're great. How are you?
Pretty good. The only way I would do this is to make it else to make sure you waive all the no trades for both Letang and Malkin. If you trade Crosby, you're still going to have two aging stars, and the windows are going to be closed anyhow. So why hold on to these guys? Do a total rebuild and get all three of their no trades voided. Then trade all three of them. Do it right. Do the rebuild right.
Wow. All right, John. Yeah.
All in, John.
John is all in. 412-928-9370. Why don't we go to, who do we see? Nella on the phone line. Is that a person there, Crowley? Hi, Nella.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
So, yeah, I would trade Sidney Crosby only if he came to the front office and asked for a trade. And I would definitely, once he asked for a trade, try to get rid of Malkin and Letang as well and do a total rebuild. But what he means to the city of Pittsburgh, you can't trade him unless he wants out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. How about Andrew? Andrew, good morning.
How are you guys doing? I just wanted to call in. Living around Pittsburgh, close to 25 years old, Sidney Crosby's been the captain of my life. Perfectly fine with, at the end of Gino's career, Letang's career, maybe shipping them off, picking up a few guys. I think that we got to start planning for the future. But captain of the ship, captain in my Coke, if it's going down, I'm going down with the boat. You keep Sidney Crosby.
All right, that guy wins. Yes. Yeah, yeah, Andrew's a winner. We don't even have to take any more calls.
He's the captain of his Coke
and the captain of his life. Andrew's the winner. We like it. Give him the tickets right there. Good midweek morning mouth off. I like it. I think that's probably the the sentiment is sentimentality from a lot of people. Even if it would be, if someone could explain it in a practical form, and they said, this is practically the best thing to do, or this would make the organization better, that's the one sentimentality string is the thing that people still hold on to. Well, everybody else, but not Sid.
Yeah, I think the only way you're okay with trading Sid is if, like Andrew said, Sid comes to the organization and says, I want out. And at that point, you go, okay, well, we'll acquiesce and we'll hasten our rebuild by dealing him where he wants to go. But that's the only way I think people are on board with it.
What do you think you can get for him?
I don't know. Well, that's the other part of the equation.
Like, so Gretzky is with the Kings, right?
Yeah, Gretzky got traded a couple times.
Right, and then the Rangers.
Okay, so what do they get for him?
Well, it's a different time and place, but your question yields this. Do you get diminishing returns the longer you go and don't trade him if you ever think about trading him? Like, if there's ever a time to strike, is the earliest time to strike, well, earliest, and then you get less and less and less, and then it becomes practical to just hang on to him until the very end. They're not going to trade him. He's going to play in Pittsburgh his whole career, I seem to think. But if, as Mahler pointed out yesterday, if you want to just do this whole thing, then you rip it all down.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get more than you are today. Like, you're always going to get less.
To put it in perspective, when Gretzky was traded to St. Louis from L.A., for the little run he had there, it was a first rounder, a fifth rounder, and three players. Yeah.
What are you thinking about? I mean, like you said, different day and age. But
yeah, I mean, it's 25 years ago. So
they are just as important as the box office to this management team right now is what the hit will be with people going to the games and selling merch. That's a gigantic thing right now. All right, we good, Crowley? We got our winner, Andrew? All right, perfect. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online to sunchevy.com. Cloudy, high in the mid-50s.
That's the weather.
Sure is. Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman want to help you out. If you are injured in an accident, this is who you call. Let's put this in some tax terms. Let's say the tax man said...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.